You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Rebounding situations of his entire coaching career, he's one of the greatest rebounders ever. Show me a great coach, and I'll show you a bunch of horrific decisions that either they learned from, they moved beyond, or are just part of what makes them that guy.
Absolutely. I hear you on that. He is the sum of all of his parts. I'm not saying that. It is the consistent arguments from the other side that we get time in and time out that I just don't want to take part in anymore. So if they lose this week on Sunday to the Seattle Seahawks, I don't want to hear anyone bring up past things like, oh, see, this is the same thing again. This is just like the Super Bowl. This is just like
that's a different time.
That I can't do with Trey Lance anymore.
On the list of grievances with Shanahan, Shanahan's a really good coach, okay? To be great, you got to win a Super Bowl. I love Harbaugh. He's a really good coach. To be great, he needed to win a Super Bowl with the Niners. That's what the standard is here. George Seifert was a great coach, okay?
He won Super Bowls, yeah.
He did, two, yeah. Okay? And you could say he won with Bill's team, and Bill, in his memoir, said they took his team or whatever.
Doesn't matter. You have to win the games.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
I give him credit for that.
To win Super Bowls, that puts you into the great pantheon, just to me, right? And you earn the benefit of the doubt. There's a reason why Mike Tomlin, who hasn't won since 2009 a Super Bowl, hasn't won a playoff game since 2016, is still considered a great coach. Like, once you do that, it's special. Now,
well, and because he keeps getting to the playoffs, now they don't do anything.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. I'm sorry, Joe. Not knowing the overtime rules, yeah, that's something he's gonna have to wear for the rest of his life. Don Mattingly, not knowing that if you go back to the pitching mound area twice in one visit, you have to remove that guy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's the rules. You need to know the rules. You're a coach. You need to be maniacally obsessed. And when you don't know them, you have to wear it.
Did he ever admit that he didn't know the rules, by the way? Did he admit that, or are we just saying he didn't know the rules?
No, the Kansas City Chiefs told us on NFL Films a week later afterwards, they don't know the rules.
Well, and Kyle said Juszczyk, that, but maybe Kyle Juszczyk
and Kyle Shanahan were having a conversation on the sidelines on the NFL Films where they're showing it. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't understand it.
And all of that would have been moot if Nick Bosa didn't bite.
Yeah, both true, but it didn't happen.
Brought to you by Golden State, Sir, the Bear for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
Tom Landry would have beat Bill Walsh if Dwight Clark doesn't catch that ball. Well, but he did. You know what I mean? Like we've got to live in what really did happen. Like, yeah, it sucks that the margins are so thin, but like on my list of grievances, I'm sorry, Joe, I'm never going to get over that fact. Even if he wins a Super Bowl, even if he does, I'll still say, dog, you should have beat. I still think they should have beat Mahomes not once, twice.
I mean, he's still a better. And I hear you when you say
it doesn't mean he's not a good coach.
I hear you.
It doesn't mean both are true.
I hear you when you say like winning the Super Bowl makes you great. But I would also refute there have been many a head coach that have won Super Bowls that I don't think are great coaches.
Okay, you may not think John Fox is great.
I don't think John Gruden was a great coach. I don't. I think my whole vision of him shifted after the Raiders 2.0 when it was an absolute dumpster fire. Like, I think Kyle Shanahan is in his career was a better coach than John Gruden. I think he's a better coach than Mike McCarthy as well, who also won a Super Bowl. I think he's better than Brian Billick, who won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think you need to win a Super Bowl to be dubbed a great head coach. Kyle Shanahan is a great head coach.
No one's putting Billick or John Fox.
No, I'm using that because you said I think you need to win a Super Bowl to be dubbed great overall. I don't think you're talking within the fabric
of like the current coaches, and like Kyle's chasing, we all put him in his top five, whatever. I don't think anybody had Billick or John Fox in the top five as head coaches.
The guys that have won Super John Fox.
And I think at one point in time, because of what Gruden did with the Raiders, elevating them and then going to the Bucks and winning right away. Like, time is, we look at it differently now because a lot of time has passed, but like Marv Levy never gets mentioned.
He's
a great coach.
Unbelievable. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Jerry Rice joining us next hour, 8:30, the GOAT, Jerry Rice. We'll get his thoughts on Kyle Shanahan and the team, because did you know what Jerry had to say just a couple months ago, Joe? He didn't like what the 49ers did this summer, and I'm wondering if that changed at all in these past few months, if he's now looking at this team a little bit differently than he did a couple months ago. We'll get into that a little bit later, Joe, as well. We'll get to Nick and Berkeley in a second.
This isn't high school. This isn't youth sports.
It's not.
It's the pros.
It is.
Okay. How many years after the Super Bowl did George Seifert get fired?
You tell me.
Two. He lost to the Packers 2 years in a row, and they fired him.
What have you done for me lately? I get it.
Okay, like that's, we are not the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, if Shanahan has a bad year this year, then he will be on the hot seat.
Yeah, no, yes. But I'm just, Seifert went 12-4 and got fired. All right, so like that's what this region was doing for a long, long, long time. So to me, like we could argue over great and good. Like, that's a word, and how you use great and how I use great or how you use good or whatever, it's fine. Like, we're not going to like drill down on the word, but for Shanahan to get over the hump, he is going to have to win a Super Bowl. Like, it just is. Same thing with Harbaugh. Harbaugh, I'll never get over them not giving Frank Gore the ball at the goal line. I love Harbaugh. Love him. Love him. I'll never get over it. Ever. You know what else I won't get over? Them being so unbuttoned the week of the Super Bowl with Harbaugh. I'll never forget that. Them being panicked out of their mind up in Seattle in the fourth quarter and just playing. So they had a timeout in their back pocket before Kaepernick threw that pass that Richard Sherman made the play of his life on. All right. There's so many little things that happen in these playoff games that you'll never get over. And neither will the players. Belichick, in both losses to the New York Giants, there are things I guarantee you he thinks about to this day. The loss to the Eagles, the Philly special, like that doesn't mean you're still not an awesome coach. It's just like, these are real. But outside of that, like, philosophically, there are things that frustrate the hell out of me. He's still really, really, really good, and I wouldn't trade him for a lot of guys. But like, his inability to accept culpability and responsibility on things like the overtime rules, that drives me nuts. His inability to actually invest in his offensive line, we philosophically don't agree on that. That's where I do love Harbaugh. He always, the offensive line is the tip of the spear. Yeah, I agree with that. I that's how I want to build my team. He doesn't. Kyle's had a lot of success. We don't have to be aligned on that. He's still awesome. He moves the ball really well. But when they don't have good years, what happens? The quarterback gets hurt. You know, like, other things that drive me crazy. He despises special teams. He never has invested. And that has been a cultural thing for the 49ers, which has done them in my entire life. That goes beyond, you know, Kyle Shanahan. So to me, that's like, like, I can go Kyle Williams. I can go Mike Kofler. I can go right down the list of the 92 NFC Championship game that the Niners lost. They muffed a punt in that game. There's a lack of personality at times with Kyle. Like, I have a lot of grievances. I still think he's a great coach. Look, I got a lot of grievances with my wife. I'm married to her. I love her. We live in the same house. We sleep in the same bed. There's things she does that drive me nuts. That doesn't mean I don't love her. Like, all of these things can be true. I don't have to feel one way about someone. Some people are complicated. I think Kyle's one of those complicated guys.
I think so, too. I think he is a sum of all the parts that you just mentioned. But we like to do this as fans. It's black or it's white. There's no gray area when it comes to the head coach. If you already have your formulated opinion on the guy, it's never going to shift. And what I am trying to do about this 49ers team. I'm trying to feel, and I do legitimately feel this way. I am cautiously optimistic about the 49ers this year. The head coach is a big part of that, at Kyle Shanahan. And I wonder where Niner fans are at with their head coach heading into this season. Do you feel confident that Kyle Shanahan is the right guy moving forward for this squad? 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. Before we hit the break, let's go out to Nick in Berkeley, who's been hanging on tight. What's up, Nick? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, Shasky, your son has gone mad because that's how you get your parents when you was that age, man. So it's payback. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. Yeah, I know the method to your madness, picking three Eagles, because it's a twisted paradox of playing fantasy football is if you pick your own team, even if you win and they don't perform and you lose in fantasy football,
exactly.
You're still kind of bitter, even though your home team won. So it's like, man, you got to get other players from other teams to perform for your team. Otherwise, you really can't see them like you really want to. So that's why I always pick players other than the 49ers. I don't care who you got. But let me tell you something, man. You guys know I swear to Shanahan all the time. It's fine bothering some of the stuff he does, but people will forget more football than I'll ever know. And I'll tell you straight up, the man is a great coach. There are so many bum coaches in the NFL. We have like one of the top five coaches. He needs to. I think he's very hard on himself. I haven't met him, never talked to him. But I'm sure he probably, you know, he chooses to feel his dad had a lot of success, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's kind of hovering over him in the right way. And I don't know how Shanahan approaches everything, but it's like, man, bro, if the special team is messing up, then go hang out with special teams at practice and solidify that. You can't be having mistakes. This is professional football. The room for error is slim to none if you want a champion. And you know what? I don't care what the cheating Chiefs from Kansas City talking about fat Candy Reed and Peppermint Patty Mahomes talking about we don't know the rules when Mahomes and Randy Reed be crying the entire game to the referees. I was embarrassed for Andy Reed whining like a little child over there. And guess what, Andy? If you're listening, you never won nothing in Philly, bro. So Mahomes came, and guess what? Mahomes is running the Kansas City Chiefs, not Andy Reed getting yelled at by his tight end like that. Man, that was. Man, they should have kicked him off the field right there for that, man. That's so unprofessional, disrespecting your coach like that.
All right, Nick, we're up against it. Nick, we're up against it. I, on the other side, I want to get into this. I believe in life it's about credit and demerits. There's a scale, right?
Yes.
No one is all great and zero bad, and no one is all bad without a little bit of good. Like, and I'm talking about in life, totally. Just in general. It depends on where the scale is. And this goes back to like Greek mythology and Zeus, and you know, they would basically have a scale of fate, if you will,
always
based on the good and bad deeds that you did,
yep.
Right? No one is all one thing. All right, and I want to get into that because I'll list all the things Kyle does great, but there are things that drive me nuts. That doesn't mean I don't like them, but like to be considered one of the greats, you got to win the big one. That's how this sport works. It's the ultimate prize.
By the way, speaking of mythology, and I'm more into Norse mythology these days because the Valkyries are taking on the Dallas Wings tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30. The playoff push is here, and Ballhalla is going to be rocking tonight with Paige Beckers in town, the UConn product, and the number one overall draft pick of this year's past draft. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
And you can't bring me down on the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. You just can't. You can try to. I'm not going to allow it, though. I'm high on the Niners, and I'm high on Kyle Shanahan this year. I am. Can we have a coach of the year type of season for Kyle Shanahan? Usually they give that to the teams, though, with like low expectations. And I think the Niners have too many good players to bestow it on him unless they go...
They went 1-5 in the division last year and won six games.
I know. The division I don't think is that great, personally. And they had a lot of injuries last year, and they had a lot of turmoil off the field with people's personal lives.
Is the South better? Is the NFC South better than it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's a not great division.
That's
how about the
stinks.
NFC East?
Yeah,
how about the NFC East?
Yeah, the NFC East is one of the better divisions in
is
football.
It?
Yeah.
Why? Just because of the Eagles?
No, and because of Washington.
Okay.
And because I actually don't think the Cowboys are going to be that awful. I think they're going to be hovering around 8-9, 7-10 this year. Even without Micah.
Yeah, I think they're terrible.
That's fine.
So
you can think we'll that.
They also had a very bad year last year.
Well, they lost their quarterback.
Well.
Dak Prescott is back.
They just lost Micah.
Better. They did. Who's already hurt, by the way.
So and their
they
coach.
They might have even had him tonight if he was available anyways. So there you go.
Yeah, I think the NFC East is not very good. I think there's Washington, we'll see. I think I'm waiting to see on them.
I said they're solid. I don't think they're amazing, but I think
they have two 10-win
teams. They have two playoff teams there. Both of those teams were in the NFC Championship. Two years ago,
two NFC East teams. The NFC West had three 10-win teams, 10-plus win teams. Last year, there were two 10-plus win teams. I don't think it's as good as the North, top to bottom, but I do believe it's not crummy. It's definitely not crummy. That's the South. That is the low part of the NFC currently. Now, things could change. Let's see with Atlanta, and let's see what ends up happening with the Panthers. But point being is that I think actually the division's more difficult than you're giving it credit for. And we have to remember, this is what the Niners were. Last year, they were a 6-win team because, again, my life's about credits and demerits. You don't just get credit for not putting in the work and earning it. You have to earn it. And so I look at someone like Kyle Shanahan today, and I say to myself, like, let's look at his body of work. Let's look at the pros and the cons, right? And you listed the grievances that people have regarding, like, Trey Lance, which is silly. On the list of grievances, I think it's silly. The overtime one, though, like, he's never going to get over that. That's like mishandling a bullpen at the end of a game like Dusty Baker did. Like that. That's something you have to wear until you exonerate it. It's just true. Why do you smile?
Because, again...
You took the ball first. You gave Mahomes four chances. It's a mathematical equation.
If they score a touchdown, I don't think... Again.
No. If they score a touchdown, Mahomes now has four chances all the way down the floor.
And if their players make plays, the coaches can coach and the players play. Players make plays, the game's over.
Joe?
Their stud, who they paid, their former
DPOY.
You're in denial. No, I'm not.
Because for the rest of life.
Nick Bosa make a play.
No, Joe. For the rest of life, it will forever be known as don't do what the Niners did. You don't take the ball first if you win the coin toss. It is what it is.
Do we blame Steve Kerr for blowing a 3-1 lead?
Yeah, he gets blamed.
No,
yes.
No, he doesn't. No one.
He gets no blame.
No one blames Steve
Are you
Kerr
kidding
for the
me?
3-1 blown
Klain,
lead.
Klain, Anderson, Varejão in the second quarter, and Festus Ezeli when he hadn't played all postseason? What are you, what?
People blame
what?
Steph and Draymond.
No, you're wrong.
That is exactly
no,
where
no,
the,
when
everyone
you lose,
goes.
Everyone
I'm going to be
the
tiebreak here. Steve Kerr does not brunt much blame for that. Let's be honest.
He skates by that.
I'm letting you guys know. I have long said, look, that's part of who Steve is. Steve had a hand in blowing that series, as does everyone. When you win, everyone gets the adoration. When you lose, everyone gets blamed. It's never one thing. Kyle Williams didn't just solely lose them the NFC Championship game. All right?
No, he didn't. He did not.
Alex Smith going 1-for-11 on third down, throwing to Brett Swain, also played a factor into it.
But there's
okay?
there's two issues here, which is getting blame and actually being part of the problem, which Steve Kerr was, right? But then getting the blame in the public eye, he probably does not brunt the majority of.
That might be true.
No one gets crucified
in this household.
In the public.
In this household, I'm talking about the Shafty household, I will never forgive him for playing Anderson Varejão in that second quarter.
That's fair.
I will never forgive him for playing a dusty, didn't play all postseason Festus Ezeli, and I love Festus, all right? I love him. He fouled LeBron. LeBron was ice cold. He got 3 free throws. He got the heat up. No. Steve Kerr owns that loss as much as they mailed in multiple games. Mailed in multiple games with a 3-1 lead. So I don't want to hear that.
I want to hear more of this from 4 to 6 today because we have 95.7 The Game, Red and Gold Summit. Again, today, the Red and Gold Summit is going to be at King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs going to be broadcasting their show live starting at 2 o'clock and then 4 to 6, all the hosts, myself, you, Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs, come on out, hang with us again. King's Fish House today, starting at 2, and then the summit's at 4, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination, Joe.
But let's also remember, guys, when you have a championship in your back pocket, you don't take as much blame in any scenario. Okay? When you don't have a championship at all, you're going to get crushed. Think of how Andy Reid has handled both losses in the Super Bowl after winning one. And then think about how we talked about Andy Reid before he won a Super Bowl. Then I want you to think about, for example, someone like Belichick and his Super Bowl losses. He had Super Bowl wins in his back pocket. So I look at Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll had not won the title the year before. I think we talk about Pete Carroll totally differently.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan's literally the only defensive or offensive coordinator that I could think of that we blame for a Super Bowl loss.
I agree. It's stupid.
But
and it's,
that
it's
was
dumb.
The narrative literally it's when he got the job. He was asked questions about the Super Bowl loss like it was his fault at the 49ers opening presser.
And that's ridiculous.
Like, we started off negative talking about
this
guy.
Because he has name recognition of being Mike Shanahan's son, a multiple Super Bowl winning coach and an offensive coordinator who put together a prolific season with the 49ers and rejuvenated Steve Young's career. Right? Like, so he comes from football coaching royalty.
He does.
It's just,
he also should be in the Hall of Fame, as you mentioned. Yeah,
like we
training.
Have to know. So credits and demerits, like that's what life's about, right? Like no one is all perfect. There's no one. Even I don't know if people are religious. Even Jesus sinned, all right. And some disagree on that, but you know, like there are arguments that he did throw a little tantrum, all right.
We're all sinners
on the tax collectors.
We're all sinners in the hands of an angry God.
What does Kyle do great? Look, these are all the pros for Kyle. Kyle took a team that was an expansion team that was rudderless and lifeless and made them relevant.
He did.
Made them completely relevant. The Niners were irrelevant before Kyle Shanahan showed up.
No one was going to the games. No one
trusted ownership. No one trusted that any coach could last more than 16 games because there was only 16 games a season at that time. He's a brilliant play designer, a run game coordinator, and truly understands spacing, misdirection, and windows in the passing game. Those are undeniable. Undeniable. Now, is his 5-wide drop back passing game great?
No.
Probably not. But I think overall, he's a brilliant play designer who truly understands spacing, misdirection, and how to hit windows and get guys open. All right. He loves physical defenses. How many of these offensive leaning coaches don't really care about physical defenses? There's a lot of them, actually.
A lot of them.
Especially in college. Yeah. You get like a Lincoln Riley, and it's like, wow, you guys are so pass happy. Why aren't you physical? Kyle has always been maniacally obsessed with physical defenses. I love that. I appreciate that. And I think his run game obsession on offense translates to a physical defensive team because they practice it at practice every single day. He loves to build a great staff. That's an art. I truly believe that. Ask Bill Belichick today when his tree looks pretty barren and he's got Freddie Kitchens as an offensive coordinator. Kyle has found a way. Now, he's missed on a couple coordinators.
Sure.
But for the most part, he has built an unbelievable staff year after year after year, being poached every year.
Just ask the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles tonight how important it is to have an offensive and defensive coordinator that you trust. Nick Sirianni. It was literally the reason they won the Super Bowl last year was adding Vic Fangio as their DC and then Kellen Moore as their OC, who is now the head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Absolutely. The players love him. I mean, these are all the pros for Kyle Shanahan. George Kittle and Trent Williams. I mean, just look at who the leaders are. Like, we aren't talking about like, oh, they're kind of good players. No, we're talking about Hall of Fame, generational type players who, if they wore any other uniform, would also be Hall of Famers, given the production that they've given. Those players swear by him. Mm-hmm. Now, there is an argument, hey, you know what, these guys have made a lot of money under Shanahan. Well, yeah, because they love him. All right, so players love him. He works well with others above him in the organization. You couldn't say that about Harbaugh.
No.
You know, I love Jim Harbaugh, but Jim Harbaugh didn't work well with others above him. And I'm talking about management, franchise owners, okay? The people who are signing the checks.
And even, like, coaches that win Super Bowls, that's the case. You can look at the doc we just watched, the America's Team doc. Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones did not get along.
No.
And then, again, there's a lot baked into that. We like to blame Jerry. That both sides are culpable. There's egos that get involved. And just because you're winning doesn't mean that stuff goes away.
No, yeah. No. I think his adaptability is actually better than he gets credit for. He is willing to pivot quickly. They pivoted to Jimmy G. Out of nowhere, mid-season.
Yep.
They pivoted to Trey Lance. Didn't work out. They quickly pivoted to Jimmy. That worked out. That was the best football Jimmy had ever played at that point when he got CMC. They pivoted to CMC. The year prior, they pivoted to Debo at running back. They pivoted to Brock Purdy. I think Kyle's adaptivity and adaptability mid-season is as good as anyone in the league.
His ability to identify when the Band-Aid needs to get ripped off is very good.
I agree
with that.
Okay.
Yes.
I think Kyle is maniacally obsessed with winning. I don't know if I could say that about every single player and coach in the league. I don't know. We don't see them every day. Look at the man's face. You cannot tell me that guy doesn't stress out on a minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis about winning.
He looks just like his dad. Like, he literally is turning into Mike Shanahan, who, again, cared maniacally and was obsessed about winning because he had won 2 Super Bowls, obviously. So, yes.
Kyle has 8 wins in the playoffs.
8.
8 wins. He's 8-4 in the playoffs.
Pretty good.
There's a big thing about if you get a bye week, Andy Reid is 28-2 or whatever the hell he is. I think Kyle's as good as anyone I've ever seen as a short week preparer when it comes to playoffs and playing those Thursday night games.
So you get him into the playoffs, he's getting you to the conference title.
Exactly.
That's all he does. By the way, Miles and Dre, we'll get to you in a
second. We'll get to you in a second. He destroyed this veil that Seattle had over the Niners like that.
Yep.
The Niners could not win, not just in Seattle, against that team forever. They owned us forever. They ended us.
It was Warriors Spurs-like for the longest
Absolutely.
Time. Remember, the Warriors just could not beat the San Antonio Spurs. Even in San Antonio, like, their losing streak was astronomical.
Absolutely.
And then they finally had that turning of the tide.
Absolutely. He ended that. Like, he created that, all right? So these are just, I just wrote down what I, and I'm just being fair. Those are so many pros. So many pros. Now, like, losing in the Super Bowl, and I don't think he exactly knew the overtime rules. I'm sorry, like, that's a huge demerit. Now, does that override all these other, no, but this is the totality of the human being. He is complicated. He's way more good than he is bad.
I do also think, and I don't know if it was a part of what you were saying, but, like, he got the top dogs on that team, and continues to get those guys, the young guys, to buy in. Like, he gets the respect factor from those players will play hard for him all the freaking time, and that matters to me. He is, I know, like, we don't like to use this label for guys like Kyle Shanahan because we don't view him this way. He is a leader of men, though.
No doubt.
He is. They, like, they love Kyle Shanahan in that locker room. The Trent Williams, the Nick Bosas, Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Fred Warner, they will go out on their shield for their head coach.
No doubt. And I think, you know, another, like, and I've listed some of the knocks in terms of his philosophy regarding offensive linemen. We just disagree. It's fine. We disagree. But he's been wildly successful with his philosophy. The one area that I think he gets a lot of negative blowback from, which is unfair, is the personnel stubbornness. The Mohamed Sanus, the Tevin Coleman's, the Dante Pettis, some of his draft picks. You know who's on the Niners right now? Sky Moore. You don't think Andy Reid signed off on Sky Moore?
Oh, he did, absolutely.
Show me a great coach. I'll show you a bunch of misses in personnel.
I'm sure everyone was saying, this is such an Andy Reid pick with Sky Moore, and now he can't even catch a ball.
So. Belichick couldn't draft a receiver to save his life.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't. But hey,
who was his last one out of Arizona State that was awful? It was, who's my guy? You know who exactly I'm talking about. I'll get to
you in a second. I actually thought he was going to be sick.
Who was it?
Was it? N'Keal Harry?
Oh, N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal
yeah.
Harry.
Awful.
I actually thought he was going to be good.
I thought so too.
And Brandon Ayuk ended up being better. Yeah. So, like, but I'm saying, like, you show me a head coach, and I'm going to, who has personnel decisions, and I'm going to probably show you some big time whiffs and them playing favorites on their guys. Look, Tevin Coleman drove me nuts. I'll be the first to admit it. Jerick McKinnon, you're going to build the whole offense around Jerick McKinnon.
Paper plane.
We disagree on that. He was hella right on George Kittle, though.
Oh, are you
kidding
me?
Hella right on Brandon Ayuk.
Fred Warner?
Debo Samuel.
Yes.
Right? Like, so, like, show me a great coach. I'll show you a bunch of misses. Kyle is way more good than he is bad. But that doesn't mean I just can't talk about the bad. It's part of who he is.
I love that. Does the good outweigh the bad still with Kyle Shanahan, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. That was very well put. Shasky, let's go to Dre Lamore, who's been hanging on tight. We appreciate your patience, Dre. The floor is yours.
Hey, thanks. Good debate you guys got going on there. Hey, my faith in Shanahan, you know, up until we get to the big game, but I don't say we're going to get to the big game this year, but my faith is that we're going to have 10, 11 wins. When I say R, I mean the 49ers. I had a good friend a long time ago when I had a bad habit of saying R. He goes, you're not on the team. You know what? He's right. There are 49ers. We're not them. But anyways, hey, Joe, I've been hearing you say about the Seahawks old coach, the Raiders coach.
Okay. Pete Carroll.
Okay. Pete Carroll. Now, the USC game, you keep blaming it on not giving it to Bush on 4th-and-2. But if my memory serves me correct, that whole drive was all Lindell White from the 20. Every last play, and on the last drive they had, Lindell White was getting 4 yards per carry. So every third down, they were converting. On their last possession, or their last set of 4 downs, on 2nd down, Linehart threw a screen that was incomplete, which stopped the clock. So then on the next 2 plays, it was 3rd-and-6. And then they came up short, and on 4th down, he came up short. So for me, he lost that game by throwing that screen.
Okay.
Texas did not have enough time to score. I don't blame him for leaving Bush. And then a couple weeks ago, I heard you say, and I'm sorry for bringing up old stuff, but this one always kills me. This is the game that killed me the most in my life, is that the Niners lost that NFC Championship game on the three-peat because Montana got knocked out by Marshall. I got to beg to differ on that one. Young was on point when he came in.
Well, I didn't blame Young. They fumbled after, and it was Roger Craig who fumbled. And when Young went in there, and then basically Lawrence Taylor, I had the card, the hologram card, which I kept. I don't even know why.
I didn't know. Yeah, we were going 20 years down memory lane there. So
it's okay.
By the way, football is back. If we're talking Rose Bowl, we're talking Texas, we're talking USC, you know football is back, baby. And I'm with you on that. I'm sorry. Lendell White might have been better in that game. It's one of the greatest. Reggie Bush might be the greatest player in the history of college football.
Joe, he needed to be on the field. That's all I'm saying. You need to account for him. They stacked the. They're like, we know Lendell's running here. Again, we're getting down the rabbit hole.
Reggie Bush, by the way, we're talking about Kyle Shanahan. If Reggie Bush was in his prime and coming out of USC, like in today's game, I do think he'd dominate.
But here's the difference.
Shanahan's offense right now.
Here's the difference. Reggie wasn't good enough between the tackles. Mm. See, this is where...
But in spacing, with this offense, you don't think...
He'd be very valuable. Yeah. I'm not saying he wouldn't be valuable. But like CMC, Reggie Bush, there's a lot of those. CMC is so much better in between the tackles and one cut and breaking tackles. Like there's a difference. Reggie's an outside the numbers kind of a runner. He wasn't good between the tackles. I thought he would, but he wasn't.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about pros and cons with Kyle Shanahan. Is the good outweigh the bad still when it comes to the head coach of the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan? Shasky laid it out beautifully. There are pros and cons with everyone, even the greatest of all time, Bill Belichick, as we just got humbled this past weekend against TCU. Kyle Shanahan has gotten close twice. Can he go over the top this year? By the way, less than an hour, we're going to be talking about it with the GOAT, Jerry Rice, joining us at 8:30, courtesy of River Islands. The GOAT, Jerry Rice. I got the GOAT feel right here. They have a gummy bear flavor now, Joe. Maybe I'll be cracking this open when he joins us again. 8:30, Jerry Rice, be there or be square. I know Miles from Fort Mason is going to be there. What's up, Miles?
Hey, Miles.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's been a while. Great to hear you guys' voice. And, you know, guys, with all due respect, I have to laugh at this question. You can tell that we're a long way away from Jim Tomsula and Chip Kelly when we're debating the merit of Kyle Shanahan. I mean, sure, you know, Joe Shasky, as you said, he, you know, can miss on players. Every coach does that. That's not saying a lot. I think his ability to manage up and down, Shasky, as you said.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Phenomenal, you know, through difficult circumstances to tell Jed York, hey, I'm about to start my third string guy who I think is the best on the team to give us that chance. And then for an offensive guy, he's always had a stacked defense since he's been here. So I got to give him credit. The knock, which I think is fair on him, is the special teams. Mm. And he always kind of throws his hands up and says, I don't know how to kick a field goal. Like, I don't know. No, Kyle. No. You need to pay much more attention to that. Get serious about it. Jake Moody, I mean, he tried to remedy the situation, but probably should have just re-signed Robbie Gould. But just the ineffective, you know, lack of execution on special teams, I think with, you know, there's much to improve there. And then, you know, I know it's off topic, but Giants, don't say it's over until it's over. You know, I'm pulling for them every night. They got to basically win out. Let's go. Hope the Eagles get back tonight. Let's go, baby.
I love it.
Why not the Giants?
I love how the Giants are luring us back in.
They've won 10 of 11. They're four back in the third wild.
Do you see who's the biggest fan of the Giants now?
Who?
Bonte.
Oh, well. Well, he's a pre and post for NBC Sports Bay Area. Mm. Of course.
So what are you trying to say?
He's a huge fan. He's always been a fan of the Giants. He was never a fan of Farhan, but he's always been a fan of the Giants. I got Bonte's back on this.
Just sell and sell everybody.
I have it right here.
Just sell and just fire everybody.
And then just read his last like 18 Giants tweets, and you tell me, even in the midst of all, like a losing seven in a row, whatever they were, like none of them were even close to that.
I love frauds to me. Even when they won the damn Super Bowl, they were frauds that year. Damn it.
Even when they won the Super Bowl, they were frauds.
When they came back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter and beat our team, and then went on down in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter and won that game. They were frauds.
And you guys were in person for the NFC Championship.
By the way, both those games at home.
Both of them. And by the way, we're talking about that. Why? Because Tampa won it at home, the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. The Rams won the Super Bowl in L.A. Why not the Niners this year at Levi Stadium?
Is that the most sports talky sentence of all time? Play the Bonte. Even when they won the Super Bowl, they
Rams
were
frauds. Even when they won the damn Super Bowl, they were frauds that year. Damn it!
Well, no, this was like
that's
in success
the most sports talk sport. If I were to just say, what is sports talk radio? Right there
or this?
I would rather be the White Sox.
No one in the history of ever would rather be the White Sox. I can promise you that. Although their jerseys and hats are sick. That's about it. That's the only time you'd rather be the White Sox. You guys were down so bad. I feel like all those drops happened within like a span of a week, by the way. You guys were down bad talking Giants baseball at that
point. It's called July in sports radio in the Bay Area.
Isn't why it's so great that today we're talking football. We have smiles on our face because, you know, Joe, we're going to be after the summit.
Well, I have a smile now, and then once I get into traffic, I'm going to be...
Oh, relax. You'll be locked in.
Pissed off at Carter.
Why?
Because Carter, A, should accept my trade in the fantasy league, and then B...
Oh, do we have a trade, an official trade, by the way?
I need him to get in the car so that me, him, and LJ can get in that HOV lane and smash on down to San Jose, and then the key is smash on back in that HOV lane.
Don't you have an electric car, though? Aren't you good in that?
No. It's. I think it's HOV only.
Oh, I thought
on 101.
No, I thought you had, if you have like the electric...
Fast track.
The fast track one.
Well, I have fast track, but you have to be. I still think you have to be HOV. There's certain HOV lanes, meaning high occupancy vehicle.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Three or more.
Not Jay-Z only.
I got pulled over one time, and I was like, I don't even know what HOV means. I said that to the guy. He goes, really? And I was like, I swear. And he like let me go.
It was such
a Chappelle moment.
You should have had Ceremony Ford hook you up with a hybrid. Then you could
see. That's a great call. Oh, you opened up a wound right there, Carter. Why'd you have to do that? Now he's in a bad place. He's in a dark spot. You know what? We're talking about Kyle Shanahan. Let's let Mark Schlereth put a smile on your face. You know Mark Schlereth, former NFL offensive lineman, played for Kyle's dad, Mike Shanahan, in Denver, won a lot of Super Bowls. Obviously, he's a broadcaster for Fox Sports. He's been calling some NFL games this year. Mark Schlereth, a couple days ago, right here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of River Islands, talking about Shanahan and whether or not he's a leader of men.
I mean, I haven't been in those meeting rooms, but if he's anything like his father, I will say this. I have, through Mike, I mean, I studied the game with Mike, and I'm over at his house looking at stuff, and I've seen Kyle run a meeting, and Kyle is awesome in meetings. Awesome. Presenting, talking to the coaching the coaches in front of the players, coaching up the players. He's dead level awesome in those meetings. And so I'm not sure what being a leader of men means. I guess I know what the media wants, but I would say that all those years in New England that Bill Belichick was a curmudgeon, a lot of people would say, you know, he wasn't very good or wasn't, you know, dynamic or wasn't this or wasn't a leader of men, whatever it is. I think a lot of that stuff is just an excuse you make up when you're pissed. So it doesn't really mean anything to me.
And that's a guy that, again, won multiple Super Bowls And he's just saying that's a phrase we like to use.
Leader of men?
Leader of men. Because I do think, and this is the conversation we were having a couple weeks ago, Jim Harbaugh, he's a leader of men. You saw what he did at Michigan. You saw what he did with the 49ers. You saw what he did with the Chargers last year. That guy just gets it. Players will die for Jim Harbaugh. And we don't get the same for Kyle Shanahan, even though the guy's been on the doorstep twice. Although, I would argue he's also a leader of men. But you could be, again, you could lead in different ways. But in football in particular, we don't like the, whatever, just the guys that don't really show any emotion, that aren't the rah-rah guys.
Look, you could be Dick Vermeil and a crier. You could be Bill Belichick and cerebral curmudgeon.
Yeah.
You can be Sam Weiss and be extremely emotional. Bill Walsh was so upset in 1988 when the team would lose, he would cry.
Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil literally would cry all the time.
No, but Dick Vermeil would cry out of joy and love.
Yeah.
Bill would literally cry because of the anguish of losing.
Yeah.
Literally cry. And the Niners brass, I'm talking about Eddie DeBartolo and Carmen Palsy, thought he was too soft.
Way too soft. Thought he was weak because he was showing tears.
Yeah.
Now we've grown as a society, thankfully, from that. And Dan Campbell's a guy that wears his emotion on his sleeves. He gets angry. He gets upset. But he also cries, too. He cares a lot. Like they, and we like to laugh at him when it's not going well. Like when the Lions are crappy a couple of years ago, we were all saying he's biting kneecaps off. This guy's, what the hell is he doing? And now all of a sudden, everyone loves Dan Campbell. Why? Because they're winning. So we like to pick and choose.
If somebody says to you, Lamar Jackson sucks, what do you say? But what do you, what do you say?
You're an idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're an idiot. We're at the adult table. You're at the child's table. Okay. And macaroni and cheese will be coming out soon. Just relax. Now, what does Lamar have?
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Steiny. Oh.
What does Lamar Jackson have on his resume right now that he needs to overcome?
Playoff shortcomings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. He's a great player.
He's a Hall of Famer right now.
Might be one of the greatest players.
Yes.
Like, that's how talented he is. I don't say that flippantly.
Should have won the MVP last year.
He might end up with 4 or 5. Who knows? Yeah. Like, we don't know. We don't know where it goes. He might not ever win one either, by the way. Yeah. But until he does, what is going to be the conversation?
Couldn't win the big one.
Now, Kyle's got way more playoff success as a head coach than Lamar Jackson. Similar to Lamar Jackson, once you reach a certain status where we acknowledge you're really good, you have to get over the hump and you have to win the big one. Peyton Manning had this hanging over his head for the longest time, for the longest time. And I think that Kyle is now a victim of his own success. Where we realize, well, you're not inept. You're good. You're really good, actually. But are you ever going to be able to get over the hump? And I don't think they'll be able to do it this year. I just don't think the team is good enough. They're not deep enough. They're just not in that window right now. But this is something that's going to linger, Joe. It's not going
to
go away.
Like the cranberries, do you have to let it linger? Uber Larry's going to let it linger. He wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. We're talking about the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. And does the good still outweigh the bad for you, Niner fans, heading into the season with your head coach? I'm feeling damn confident about it because the head coach, and they're healthy. Uber Larry, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Joe? I told you, I only called during football time, man.
Let's go.
So anyway, I got some news for you guys. I got some real bad news for you. Man, you guys slammed Jim Harbaugh. Every bad call, every delay of game, every time we played Seattle or we played anybody good, we'd have somebody go on IR because, one thing I remember with Jim Harbaugh, and I love Jim Harbaugh, the mighty man and all that stuff he always used to say. One thing about Jim Harbaugh that used to make me laugh is we need 3 yards, we got 2.5. Frank Gore was averaging 5, but when we needed 2, he got 1.75. You know, you guys got to remember what you really thought of Jim Harbaugh during the game. You know, all the bad play calling, all the bad mistiming on the routes, and the missing wide open Randy Moss, doing jumping jacks, saying, please throw me the ball. You know, do you guys remember those things? Everybody all of a sudden has anointed Jim Harbaugh as a great coach when he's the same style coach as every other coach. He's just an averagely good coach.
You think Jim Harbaugh is just an average coach? You don't think he's good to great?
No, because there's one reason why I'll say that. Who's calling the plays for Jim Harbaugh this year?
Greg Roman.
Yeah, but
his boy.
Who called the plays for Belichick?
So now, what, what, Did you see Greg Roman calling plays before? It's the same thing.
But Uber Larry, who's Nick Sirianni, has been to two Super Bowls, just won one. He doesn't call plays. John Harbaugh's done it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to call plays on one side or the other to be a good coach.
No. It has nothing to do with calling the play. I'm just saying, if you watch Jim Harbaugh, all these mistakes that you guys are clowning Kyle Shanahan for, I remember Kyle Williams in a big, big home game fumbling punts twice. You know? I mean, twice you put him outside in the rain. He fumbles the first
time. Ted Ginn Jr. was inactive. Let me defend Harbaugh. Ted Ginn Jr. was the primary returner that year. He was inactive on game day, and we all said the same thing. Damn it.
Yeah. There you go. He is back. He said, no, I'm not saying you don't have to call plays. All due respect, Larry, you're basically making the argument that because he doesn't call plays, he wasn't a good coach.
I think the first ever game for Harbaugh, Ginn Jr. might have had two touchdown returns.
There you go. So it did matter at that
point. I'm
going
to look that up.
And sometimes you don't have the bodies. And you know what? I like the old cliche, and whoever came up with it, Bill Parcells, whoever before, I don't know who, was it Vince Lombardi? I don't know. Coaches coach and players play. Ultimately, the players have to execute, and the coaches could do their best to put them in the position to do that, but the players have to execute. And that day, Kyle Williams didn't. Hey, that day, those two games, you know, if Jimmy Garoppolo executes and hits Emmanuel Sanders, maybe it's different. I don't know if they still win the game, puts them in a better position to do so.
God.
Like, that... There's what? What do you see?
September 11th, 2011, Ted Ginn Jr., 102-yard kickoff return. Ted Ginn Jr., 55-yard punt return.
Never forget.
Both touchdowns.
Never forget. There you go.
He was underrated.
He was.
You know what Edward did him in? The next year, they're playing in St. Louis at the James Edwards Dome, and they did this, like, Kaepernick did this little flip play to him, and I forget who, he dropped the ball and then didn't jump on the fumble, the loose ball, and it was like, Harbaugh's like, he's done. He's dead to me. Get him out of here.
He's dead to me.
Because, dude, I'll never forget that. It's like when Cedric Wilson didn't go down at the James Edwards Dome. I was like, he's dead to me. Get him out of here.
Remember when Ted Ginn was like trying to like race people for money, like after like he like retired, basically just like, I'll race anyone.
Joe,
come at me. Remember
there are like five guys in the history of the game who will always be open over the top. And it's like a 10% chance they'll catch it.
Him, Deshaun Jackson,
Valdez Scantling, who's on the Niners now,
baby.
Like he's on, like there are guys that just perpetually wide open over the top.
Darius Hayward Bay.
Yeah. Just, like
John Ross,
Ted Ginn Jr. would be, what was it? The Baltimore Raven game that he dropped one on Thanksgiving. He was wide open. The first Harbaugh, maybe it was a Thanksgiving, but it was a Thursday night game. The first Harbaugh, wide open. Alex threw one down the seam, and it was like, Ted Ginn Jr. drops it.
The football sayings that I love, and by the way, I also want to get into like your favorite football sayings. Like my dad always used to say, oh, you know, son, it hit him in the worst place. Where, Dad? The hands. It's like stupid sayings like that. And then my dad would also say, oh, you know, Joe, he was just too open. That's when you know football is back. The stupid dad jokes throughout
pops,
a season.
He'd say, I walk over to Vernon Davis and I hand him the pen, and he'd have to catch it off the shoulder pads.
Oh, my God.
I love Vernon, but he was such a shoulder pad catcher.
Catch with your hands, guys. Hands.
By the way, people are coming in. Torrey Smith, always open
Torrey
over the top.
Smith, you're
another
right.
X-Niner.
You're right, Jacoby,
always Jones. Wide open over the top.
Rest in peace. Jacoby Jones, another guy like that. 888-957.
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah. He'll actually be up for eligibility if he gets out of prison, I think, in the next year.
He's getting out really soon.
I think so. And he's only going to be like 26 or 7. Just saying. 888-957-9570. Speaking of wide receivers that were always open, Jerry Rice is going to be joining us, Joe, in about 38 minutes right now. And Jerry Rice had some interesting comments I want to get into on the other side before we have him on, because he joined our boy Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, San Jose Mercury News, and had some comments in July that we kind of touched on, but we didn't really do a deep dive on it. But this was the quote that Rice told Cam Inman. This is about the 49ers offseason and heading into this year. Quote, I just feel like we added on too many pieces. The reason why I say that is these guys are young. Super Bowl 60 is going to be here in San Francisco. I would have preferred to sort of leave everything like last year, add on to that, and have a chance for this coming year. Very interesting to hear the greatest player of all time, the greatest 49er of all time, with those thoughts. Now, have they changed from then, which was, again, back on July 14th, or over a month and a half since then? Maybe his opinion's changed on this team. Maybe it hasn't, because Patrick Willis, Hall of Famer, another Niner legend, kind of echoed those same sentiments. So I want to get your thoughts on that on the other side, 888-957-9570. But before we get to that, Carter, we do have the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The Giants placed pitcher Carson Wisenhunt on the injured list earlier this week with a back issue. He woke up with back tightness after making his most recent start against the Cubs and had not improved over the weekend. Wisenhunt reportedly began feeling discomfort when throwing off a mound. It is not clear when he will be back, but at least Kaiwei Tang is here to fill in until Wisenhunt returns. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Let's dive into what Jerry Rice had to say a couple months ago, and then let's talk to Jerry Rice at 8:30. You want to do that?
Yeah, and I have an exercise I want to do, just a fun one. I want to go through the schedule, and I want to say, would that team trade their quarterback for ours?
I love that.
Oh,
and
God.
Also, 888-957-9570, Shasky needs a fantasy football name. His team doesn't have a name yet, and it has to be radio appropriate so we could say it on air. 888-957-9570. Spadoni, Shasky, Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.